first half wasn't good enough, but you've got to be gutted that we've lost. Not good enough at home today to get the win.
No. First half, we were outplayed. That's the best three, the front three in the division for me. Marriott, top goal scorer, Madison, and the other kid, Lloyd, he's top draw. I can't believe they put him on the transfer list, but I think that was just to shake him up a little bit. But we talked about before the game, you know, if we could keep their front three quiet, but we didn't really create, back end at first half, but second half, you know, we said at half time to them, you know, you can come, go out and feel sorry for yourselves, but they didn't. For 25 minutes, it was, I don't know, I think we had 15 corners or something stupid. Tyrell's got a good chance, keeper saves it. So for 20, 25 minutes, we camped in their box, really, and couldn't get the goal to get to 2-1. And we lose another poor goal on the sort of counter-attack. We just don't clear his lines properly. But the first half's done us, and there's no doubt about that.
Can you put your finger on, because obviously you talked about it on Saturday and said we need to get our teams.
No, nothing. I don't think there's anything in possession of the ball. I think they were so good on the counter-attack. They're three players, as I say, not making excuses. We weren't good enough defensively, no doubt about that. But they're three players. All three of them will go for big money, I would imagine, later on. But that's not an excuse. It's a fact. They were very, very good. And we couldn't cope with them. And it's a simple fact of that.
Are you disappointed with the defending then?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't even think it was that. I mean, Reuben's had two or three saves before they've actually scored. So the writing was on the wall early on in the game. They've started really brighter than us. And we found it hard and difficult to sort of lay a glove on them going forward. Just second half, part of the first half, we had a little bit more. Again, a lot of set plays. Gillies had a chance, free header. Remains had a chance with a header. I think Tim's second half's had three headers, but two wide and one over the bar.
A goal goes in, yeah, it's a different, you know, we're in it, aren't we, Stuart?
Yeah, but listen, there's no getting away from it. It was a poor defensive performance, certainly first half. Second half, you know, you've got to show spirit and a bit of character. And I thought the crowd were terrific. They stayed with us at 2-0 down, even at 3-0. And we've had opportunities to get another one back, but we've not managed it. As I said, I know they are a dangerous, dangerous side. We've got to do better. There's no doubt about that defensively. What we can take is a little bit of character and a little bit of go in them second half, because we've had two really good chances to get to 2-1, and then there could have been a wobble on, but we didn't. We didn't put the chances away when they came along, and they get a breakaway and score and sort of, you know, it'd been either. But we kept going. We kept going, and Taylor gets a great goal, and we had another opportunity to score. I think that's, you know, they're capable of scoring goals, but I also think defensively we should have done better against them. We should have scored more goals today, and which would have made it a bit, you know, more of a game. But we never. That's you know, disappointing from our point of view, the way we started the game and the way they cut us open. But
it's hard when you're chasing a game, isn't it?
Well, that is the worst thing.
There was a reaction, and you made the changes, yeah, and they seemed to work second half.
That is the worst thing when you're playing against three lads up there going a goal behind, because you're going, and they kept hitting us on the break and the counter, and they were at times too quick for us and too good for us. You've got to hold your hands up sometimes. You can cup against opponents like that, and I'd say their front three for me are really, really good players, and we didn't handle them today. But you know, we've got to regroup, and then, you know, we've got another game on Saturday, so, you know, that's football. You've got to try and get as many points as you can, and that's what we'll be aiming to do.
6 home defeats. It's not ideal, is it?
No, we should just pack up now and just say, like, you know, that's it, the season's over. Yeah, of course it's not ideal, but we can't do anything about it. We've had six home defeats.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Obviously, we didn't want to have defeats, but we've had them. We can't change them. But I tell you what is it, 42 points? I'd rather be sat here with 42 points than 30 points, that's for sure. Regardless how many wins we've had at home or away. Of course, we don't want to lose as many games as that. We've lost more games now than we did the whole of last season. But we've still got, I think, at the moment, more points than we had last season. But that's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, we've got to bounce back from the first time two successive defeats since we've been back for a long, long time. But I look around the dressing room, and I know we've got some determined lads. You know, you get them, you get some teams will have a disappointing result. We went to Wigan and won. They've had a bounce back since that. They're a strong, strong side. And you have ups and downs. It's how you react to the downs. And obviously, it's down at the moment. But you know, we've got to keep at it. Gosh, there's half a season to go, you know, so there's all to play for. Yeah, it's disappointing. Nobody likes losing football games, me more than anybody, but it's happened. We'll analyse it, look what we can do better, and hopefully we won't come up against a front three like that for a long time.
Would you like to bring players in? We talked about you looking around the dressing room. It seems to shout out we need a little bit more quality in certain areas.
Yeah, possibly so. Obviously, you always want to strengthen. We are a little bit in certain areas, maybe.
A little bit light in certain areas.
In certain areas, probably. But having said that, we've got to get back to sort of defending far better than we've done today, which is the sort of catalyst, because we still create a lot of opportunities in the end, you know, and we got into some good opportunities and got it wide. Listen, I can talk until I'm blue in the face and not make excuses, but it is what it is. They were better than us first half. That's cost us. They were very, very good. We weren't very good at all. Second half, the first 25 minutes, if we'd have got a goal, who knows what happened. We didn't. They hit us on the break. And, you know, from a manager's point of view, you're looking for a reaction. And we still got a reaction at 3-0, and we kept going and kept going. And as I say, you know, the supporters, you know, as gutted they would be, they kept with us as well, which was we're grateful for that, because it'd be easy to turn on the lads and myself or whatever. But they kept at it. We need to get better. We need to improve on certain things. But we're on the last home game. We were talking about a fantastic game against Rochdale, and the week before it was an away victory at Shrewsbury, and the week before it's an away victory at Wigan. So you don't get too excited about all them. Likewise, you don't absolutely think the season's over because you've lost two in the bounce.
Yep.
What we've got to do is make sure we're ready come Saturday, that we go and put in a really strong performance.
I don't think under you, on your return, we've ever lost three on the spin.
Well, so I'd like to think that won't happen, but, you know, it's there's no guarantees in football about what happens. But all we've got to make sure we're ready when we come out here on Saturday against Oxford, and we're ready to go, and we're ready to put the commitment in. Obviously, got to defend better. But you know, we'll be ready. The lads will be prepared, and they'll be ready to go. And hopefully, we can be sat here speaking to you about a victory. But you know, there's no ever any guarantees in football, so we'll take it on the chin. We've got to do. And that's what's happened. You know, fair play to them. They were very good, as I say. Certainly, first half. You know, second half, I think, you know, it was a different game. But you know, it is what it is, and we move on.